Now, teachers and rugby coaches in the UK are buying supplements in bulk and selling them to school students, according to a research carried out by Leeds Beckett University. Academics found that some teachers were selling student rugby players weight gaining supplements in a drive to build muscles. However, experts are warning that this could create a climate that encourages doping and may in fact be bad for the school students themselves. To discuss this now, I'm joined in studio by Paul Opperman, who is director of the Dublin Sports Clinic and a former Olympian himself. Paul, obviously this study comes out of the UK and we don't have any research really into this in Ireland. But if the lads in the UK are doing it, is it very likely that this is happening outside the UK in the rest of Europe and Ireland and other places as well?
Well, look, it certainly sets a little bit of a precedent anyway to just like see what's going on and how the culture is sort of shifting, you know, without kind of pointing the finger at anyone or without any evidence, you know. I do think that it's kind of worrying, and it's a worrying trend that's starting to emerge, you know. In coming on to you today, I went and I sat down and I had a look at kind of like the IRFU policy and, you know, around supplementation and what their kind of take on it is, you know. And they're very, very clear. And their stance is that no coach or teacher or anyone involved in underage sport, particularly their sport, should be, you know, encouraging supplementation outside of their actual diet, you know?
Yeah, no, I have an 18-year-old myself, and one of the things I know that he has certainly said to me is, ah, man, why can't I have such and such a thing? And, you know, everybody does it and all that sort of stuff. So there's definitely a pervasive thing. And I see it. I see it when I walk through my local supermarket. Yeah. I see the bags of whey protein on shelves. Somebody is buying them. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be overage, some of them may be underage. But the interesting thing is my lad already works out, already has muscles, already goes to the gym and does those things, because that's kind of what lads his age do. And I said to him, tell you what, I didn't want to get him anything. I said, I'll do a blood test on you to make sure that you're well before we would think about doing anything. And already his creatinine level in his kidney was a little bit high, which is not from supplements, which is just because he already eats a lot of meat and a lot of eggs and all those things, because that's what he thinks he should be doing. And I was like, under no circumstances am I going to put you on protein supplements or the like of that when your kidneys are already under pressure. I don't think that people know that there can be a downside necessarily to supplements. They just see the upside of the big muscles, and they don't necessarily think that this isn't the right way to go.
Yeah, look, I agree with you as well. I mean, like, you know, someone is buying it. Like, the global sports nutrition market is worth about 10 billion annually, you know. I mean, it's a huge market. And I think there's a lot of bad information out there. I mean, we're in an age where, you know, we can readily get any stat at any point in time on our phones and laptops. The problem is that, unfortunately, sometimes the people putting out the information aren't the best qualified to do it. We spoke just a little bit a minute ago, is that to sit down and actually read a peer-reviewed journal on stuff, it's like watching paint dry, you know.
Yeah,
academics write for academics, you know. Someone who's very good at marketing can sit down and they can put out some really good some sort of information in a really nice frame that kids are ultimately drawn to. And I think that's the problem, you know. And there are real kind of health side effects to kind of going in and supplementing dieting. I think what we need to be focusing on is proper diet, and I suppose we want supplementation through whole foods. And I think just in that area, I think what coaches and teachers and people just who have that responsibility to younger underage players should be focusing on is educating themselves so that they can provide the best information for their players to ensure proper procedures and policies going forward.
And isn't that part of the problem, Paul, that where a lot of people get their information, it's substandard, it's not quality information. They're getting it from untrained personal trainers who themselves have no qualification. They're getting it from the lad next to them in the gym.
Yeah.
They're getting it from Facebook or whatever. So they're getting it from sources that are less than good. And we know, in addition to, of course, the protein supplements and all that there's been, and there has been studies done on this here, like steroid juices in gyms and all that kind of stuff. And they're really bad for people.
Look, they really are, and I agree with you. But I think the other side of it is that getting poor information shouldn't be an excuse. You know, I mean, I think the first port of call for a coach or a parent should always be to look at kind of what the national governing body are actually saying. And again, looking at this kind of in the IRFU, they seem to have come out with this Eat to Compete program, which I've had a look at it. It's very comprehensive. It's very positive. And again, their kind of message is kind of eat properly for nutrition and sport. The other side of it is I do agree. I think that there is lots of information out there. And I think that, we get a lot of third-hand information, again, off social media and stuff like that. And I think we just need to be very, very careful going forward where we're actually, who we're listening to and where we're getting our information
from. Yeah, and there is that worry just, I suppose, for young people when their bodies are still developing, and also they're quite easily influenced. Let's be honest. They're only, you know, adolescents, kids, whatever. That they won't necessarily look at information that's presented in the same way you or I might, where we might kind of go, oh yeah, that might work for this, but they don't necessarily see the negative impact of what they're doing. Yeah, is what I'm trying to say badly.
No, but I think that that's why, you know, if we're looking at kind of a school's sort of situation, right, I think what we need to do is, you know, I think kids, particularly in that kind of senior cycle, fourth, fifth and sixth year, if we're looking at underage, they need to be involved in the process. And I think that the parents need to be involved, and I think that, you know, the whole school as a whole needs to go, look, this is our policy surrounding nutrition. And I think that, you know, we need to give kind of the kids a little bit more credit. You know, at the end of the day, it is their body and they are trying to play sport. If they're involved in the process, I think that it's something that, you know, individual schools can create with the help of a nutritionist or with the right advice, sort of a policy and something that they can stand by, that I think will benefit them and the players going forward.
Kind of need an all school policy, don't
Agreed,
we? Because if one school is doing really well and their kids are taking stuff, then other schools feel the need to compete. Competition has always driven things like supplements, like doping, like steroids. It drives those things.
Look, agreed, you know, agreed. And I think again, you know, I suppose in the short term, schools need to take a little bit more management on this. Coaches need to educate themselves as best they can. But I think, again, it boils down to parents. I don't know many 17, 18-year-olds who are going home and cooking their own dinner, you know. At the end of the day, mammy's putting the food on the table.
Yep.
You probably know yourself. So again, you know, it's this kind of, you know, four-pronged approach between the school as a kind of the overseer, the parents, the students and the coaches.
Yeah, listen, my sincere thanks. Thank you for coming in and talking to us. That is Paul Opperman there, Director of the Dublin Sports Clinic and former Olympian himself.